Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we are joined by Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center. We're going to be talking about this weekend's Avalanche forecast. Brett, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great being able to talk to your listeners and give them a little heads up about what's going on up in the mountains with the avalanche danger, so it's great.
I mean, last week, that was a very necessary thing because we got hit by a massive snowstorm. That was a rough one just down here out below the mountains. I'm sure that was much worse on the mountains, but are we seeing any lasting repercussions from that snowstorm?
Yeah, great question. You know, it was a pretty decent storm. I think the top of Huntington Canyon and the Fairview Canyon area did the best, somewhere around 14 inches or a bit more. And this did cause fairly widespread avalanche activity, actually. Both natural and human-triggered avalanches were occurring last weekend. Nobody got caught. For the most part, most of the slides that were triggered were shallower, only involving the new snow. Excuse me, but they were large enough to cause harm. So don't misunderstand me there. Any avalanche that's triggered can potentially be quite dangerous. But they were mostly involved in the new snow. A few of them did step down deeper into older, weak snow, which is really our main concern still. Now, since then, things have settled a bit, and all that new snow from last weekend is kind of settled down, and we're still looking at those persistent weak layers deeper in the snowpack. That continues to be the main concern, and I think it's going to be a concern into the spring, actually.
And that's always just, you know, disheartening to hear, is that these conditions are going to last just a while into that spring season. But it means we do have a pretty decent snowpack going on up there, which is something that a lot of people are going to be relieved about. So let's talk for a second about that persistent weak layer and about some of those wind drifts, because I'm sure that storm last week, that created a lot more to that problem.
Exactly. And wind has been the main focus on avalanche danger as far as what people are actually going to encounter out there. The places that they're going to find trouble are in these wind-drifted areas, and it's more so at the higher terrain on the east-facing slopes. We've had pretty steady winds from the west, so that deposits snow on the east face, builds up on top of those weak layers. I think I was mentioning last week, it's kind of like trying to balance a concrete block on top of potato chips. And so it's all about where the wind has deposited snow. Now, this weak snow is present all over the place up there. And really the reason we're not seeing a lot of avalanche activity breaking into that stuff is we just don't have a significant load on top of it. We just don't have the right slab structure on top of that weak snow in a lot of places. It still can happen. So weather is going to dictate on how that happens. It's a very precarious situation out there.
And so let's look at the avalanche danger going into this weekend. With that massive storm last week, we saw it elevate into the high range. Right now, it's currently sitting back in a considerable level. Is that where we're kind of expecting it to sit throughout the weekend?
Yeah, and I would not be surprised to see the danger actually drop into the moderate range by sometime this weekend. We just picked up about 6 inches of snow out of this last little snow event that happened on Thursday, and that didn't really bump the danger a whole lot. It wasn't a huge shock to the snowpack up there, and so that snow is going to settle. And we're kind of in a holding pattern with those deeper weak layers. So things will stabilize to a certain extent, and we're going to see less dangerous conditions through the weekend. I guess that's kind of the message, is there's still some concern, but we are currently seeing a decreasing trend in the avalanche danger through the weekend.
And that's always good to hear because people love to spend times up along that skyline region. Last week, even with the long weekend, it was just a little dangerous to be engaging in those activities. So with the danger level lowering as we start to get closer to that moderate and even that low range, what are some safety tips that you'd recommend for people going up to explore the skyline?
Yeah, okay, so the very first thing is folks should definitely check that daily avalanche forecast before heading out in the mountains. It's updated by about 7 o'clock each morning. You can find it at utahavalanchecenter.org. That'll give you the overall danger rating, and it'll talk about what kind of conditions you'll be dealing with up there, where the avalanches are most likely to happen, how to avoid those areas, and weather and riding conditions. It's all in that avalanche forecast. So that's the best thing to do. I highly recommend folks getting out there that are going to get out there on Saturday to check that forecast, because we will have up-to-date information for Saturday. And it looks like it's going to be a nice day up there. So I'm anticipating it to be a fairly busy weekend. So I wouldn't be surprised to hear about avalanches this weekend, but hopefully we'll squeak through without. Like I say, it's not going to be a super dangerous situation, but there's certainly going to be potential for folks to trigger something. So getting some information before getting up there is probably the best thing they can do for this weekend.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Brett. Arming yourself with that information is something that can save a life if you know what conditions you're getting into. And then that goes along with knowing the equipment, having the equipment, and using it in a case of an emergency. Just, it really is full effort if you want to stay safe up in the skyline.
100%. And I'm glad you mentioned the equipment. If you are going up there, And you're planning on traveling in avalanche terrain, which is anything over 30 degrees in slope steepness. So if you're planning on going up there and trying to enjoy some of that steeper terrain, be sure to have all the avalanche rescue equipment and know how to use it. And that includes an avalanche beacon, a shovel, and an avalanche probe. All those three things work together. They're not going to necessarily save your life, but it's the only chance you're going to have of getting unburied if you're completely buried in an avalanche.
Now, Brett, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, just again, we do have a decreasing avalanche danger, but that doesn't mean there's not going to be any danger up there this weekend. Check that daily avalanche forecast on Saturday morning to get the current conditions, and so you're armed with some information, know what to expect when you head up there on Saturday. Again, it's not green light conditions. So while the danger is decreasing, there's still potential for avalanche accidents this weekend.
Well, Brett, thank you as always for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Brett Kopernik with the Utah Avalanche Center giving this weekend's avalanche forecast. For an updated forecast each day, you can visit utahavalanchecenter.org. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.